Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Mulholland. Welcome to The Upbeat, a podcast about hope and perseverance from Kelly's Angels. As many of you know, Kelly's Angels is a charity focused on putting smiles on the faces of children who are facing grief. My guest today is also in the business of helping children to smile. Laura Kriegel is the co-founder and executive director of Camp Stomping Ground, which is located in beautiful Middle Grove, New York, in Saratoga County. Laura, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I'm so excited to get a chance to talk with you.
Tell me a little bit about Camp Stomping Ground. It's not your typical camp.
No, our mission at Camp Stomping Ground is to inspire the next generation of radically empathetic decision makers.
Radically empathetic.
Yes. And the decision-making part of that is really important. I think kids today are ushered from activity to activity and have highly structured days. Now, all of the adults in their lives are super well-meaning and want to set them up for success. But as a result of that, we've decreased childhood freedom to the point where kids kind of end up at some point having to make a decision or many decisions in their life that will lead to happiness and get stuck thinking like, I don't exactly know where to go.
I've seen children do that.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do
exactly.
next?
Exactly.
I haven't
exactly.
been told to,
That's
to
right.
what to do next.
That's right.
So how do you change that?
Yeah. So decision making is a huge piece of what we're doing at camp. Kids come into the program and have the opportunity to design their own schedule, figure out who they want to hang out with and where they want to hang out. And then within that kind of like structure, this very structured, unstructured time of camp, we like bump into each other and we learn how to like make, take care of the relationships of the others in our cabin or between staff members and us and figure out how to build activities and schedules that like meet those intrinsic values and needs that each person holds.
So you use the term structured, unstructured.
Yes.
So you structure it in a way that allows for unstructured interactions.
Yes, unstructured, free play, free time, allowed for self-direction. Self-direction is a big word we use at camp.
What does that mean? Specifically, not the self-direction, but what does camp life look like?
Yeah, so yes, we talk a lot about having a structure but not control over like what kids do when, the structure versus control bit. But there we have a very specific schedule of the day. So we have about 120, 150 kids at a time. And they sleep in cabins that are 12 people, two staff members and about 10 kids. They get up in the morning, join us for breakfast in the dining hall. And then each hour for the first half of the day, they get to choose from a variety of intentionally crafted options that either counselors have come up with or are part of like free play zones throughout camp.
So how does that compare to what we have in our minds as a typical summer camp experience?
Yeah, I think our camp is different in that there is more opportunity for choice and more opportunity for quitting. So you get to choose what you want to be a part of and you get to kind of like test as if you're at a buffet table, a smorgasbord of different things, and then see what hits you personally, what is intrinsically motivating to you and decide to invest in that or pivot and go in a different direction.
So a traditional camp experience, say they have an archery experience.
Right.
And a child decides, this is not my thing.
That's right.
Typically, they would be bound to that because they signed up for it in advance,
right.
Not at Camp Stomping Ground.
Yeah, so there are certain things where they're like week-long activities, and we tell kids, you know, if you want to be a part of this week-long activity, you got to choose it up front, test it out, and then if you decide you don't want to do it, you can go back to like the free play zones at camp, but you can't choose another week-long activity because those are for like the kids who have already invested in those.
Tell me more about radical empathy. What's that mean?
Yeah, radical empathy is all about it's empathy in action. So when you live in a community, all communities, whether it's a family unit, whether it's a school system, whether it's a neighborhood, conflict is inevitable. We live in a world where we see conflict as shameful, and we always are looking for blame. So at Stomping Ground, what we're trying to do is change folks' mindset, kids' mindset, and staff's mindset about what conflict means. Conflict is an opportunity for innovation and connection with each other. So when you're in a space with kids who are radically different than you, come from maybe different backgrounds, different neighborhoods, different family systems or structures, and you're all in the place together and you're eating and living and working and playing together at camp, And there's so much freedom. Inevitably, we were going to come into conflict. So that's where the radical empathy piece comes into play. It's like, how can we change our mindset to be radically empathetic and humbly curious about what another person's experience
might be like? How do you do that?
How do you do that? It's a great question. I think what we do at camp is we use restorative justice practices to circle up with kids and sort through problems in a collaborative way, where the
making
goal,
sure each is heard,
making sure each person is heard, that their feelings are like shared, that they're empowered to give their side of the story, but that we're also empowering the other side of the story to be accountable for whatever action may have hurt somebody's feelings.
Camp takes place 2 weeks at a time? Is it 1 week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, so it's 2 weeks. There's 2 week programs for 4 weeks throughout the whole summer. So we run 8 weeks in total.
8 weeks in total. So you're 500 kids this summer, right?
You
got 100.
A little over that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's about a big lift. How do you find staff who are ready to embrace a different approach to camp?
Yeah, that's also a great question. And you know what's funny, Mark? We're already full for staff this summer. And I've talked to so many other camp directors around the country who are struggling to figure out who's gonna be on their team. And Stomping Ground is really lucky. We've found a large crew of people who travel from all over the country to come. They're excited about what we're doing at Stomping Ground because it does feel a little different. It feels a little more innovative, a little unique. And they know that camp was started from scratch, and so they're interested in seeing like the back end piece of it, and our ability to kind of share that with them. That is part of the promise in coming to work for us.
So you said camp was started from scratch, and it started in a unique way.
Yeah.
As I recall, you sort of surveyed, you audited some of the best practices going on. And tell me about that. How you went about starting Camp Stomping Ground?
Yeah, that's the best story. It's definitely a huge piece of who we are now. But so I, before starting camp, had an opportunity to travel around the country with my partner at the time. And we visited 250 different summer camps.
Wow.
Over 47 different states.
Wow.
We volunteered and worked at several different programs, talked to directors who completely shattered our perception of what camp could be, pushing the envelope in terms of youth development and facilities innovations, all kinds of things. And eventually we started, you know, seeing how inspiring it was for us, and we wanted to share what we were learning with the rest of the camp world. So we would collect, and it was early days of blogging, and we didn't even have a social media account or smartphones at the time. This was like 2012 era, and so we would take lots of pictures and then put them in slideshows and go to conferences and share with other directors what we'd seen.
So these camps knew what you were doing, or were they?
Well, the reason how we got spread from camp to camp to camp was like we were like long lost cousins being passed from different camps.
So you should go see this
exactly,
guy. You should go
exactly.
see this person.
Yeah, we'd show up in Arkansas and David Gill would say, you missed somebody really important back in, you know, North Carolina. So we would go back to North Carolina and then go back to her. So yeah, we did quite a zigzag.
How'd you start? How did you personally start that then?
That trip?
Yeah, no, how did you know that's what you wanted to do?
I went to a summer camp mostly as a staff member through the years of undergrad. So each summer at school, college would end, and I would go back to upstate New York. It was on the Finger Lakes on Canisius Lake in upstate New York. Spend my summer like building community and finding connection with the staff and the kids, and I just loved it. And I knew that I wanted to work with kids, but I wasn't sure I wanted to be in the school system. So I was like, camp seems like the perfect opportunity to kind of invest in kids, invest in the future, invest in youth, and not have some of the structures that schools are under to get to invent a new system.
What's your appeal? What is your pitch to parents about how Camp Stomping Ground is different and how it can be beneficial to their child?
Yeah, it's a great question. Kids learn best how to make decisions by making them. And so sending your kid to camp allows them to have the kind of freedom and independence, as well as connection to a community where they really belong. And then they're introduced to all different people from different walks of life, challenged to like increase their perceptions and worldviews and learn about themselves and others.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break to thank our underwriters. When we come back, we'll tell you about a generous gift that Camp Stomping Ground has given to Kelly's Angels and how children from our area can benefit. Stay with us.
Support for Kelly's Angels comes from the students and faculty at South Guns Falls High School in upstate New York, who hold a 24-hour marathon dance each year to benefit local charities. Kelly's Angels is proud to be among the beneficiaries of the South High Marathon Dance. We are grateful for their generosity and kindness.
Six Flags Great Escape Lodge and Indoor Water Park, an Adirondack-themed lodge in Queensbury, New York, with a splash-filled water park that is always a tropical 82 degrees for a beach-like getaway any time of year. Learn more at sixflagsgreatescapelodge.com.
Support also comes from Stewart's Shops, an employee and family-owned convenience store chain serving eastern upstate New York and southwestern Vermont.
And we're continuing our conversation with Laura Kriegel, who is the co-founder and executive director of Camp Stomping Ground, which is a unique summer camp located in Saratoga County, Middle Grove, New York. And Laura, you recently reached out to Kelly's Angels with a very generous offer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we want to get two kids who are part of the Kelly's Angels program to join us at camp this summer so they have an opportunity to experience the sense of belonging and curiosity and creativity that comes from living at camp for a little while.
You've told us about the notion of radical empathy. How do you think that plays into kids who might be suffering from grief? Maybe suffering's not where, but kids who might be grieving.
Yeah. I think that having an opportunity to be at camp and see the kind of support that is available for you through the staff members, through the friends that you're going to make in your cabin, through the people that sent you to camp, to be able to see the kind of love that surrounds you and the trust that those people have in you, maybe is the kind of thing that for somebody grieving, it's what they need to take the next step forward.
To let them know they're not alone.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We should also mention, we've talked a lot about Camp Stomping Ground specifically, but how important is camp in particular? How important is camp in general, rather, these days, when kids are always on their phone, always connected? What's your message to people about that?
Camp is huge. Camp is one of the best places right now in our whole society for kids to unplug, connect with each other, find that sense of belonging, re-find the sense of creativity and ownership and agency that comes with childhood, and know that they matter and that they belong in a larger system outside of the phones, outside of the internet.
Yeah, we've just seen on Capitol Hill, in fact, the big tech companies, the big social media companies, testifying before Congress because there's been an unprecedented amount of anxiety, depression, suicide related to social media. Is that an opportunity to unplug? And is that a challenge for people who run a camp to get the kids to unplug?
Mm. Oh, it's a great question. I think that what I've seen is that the kids who are coming to camp are happy to give up their phones for a little bit of time. We polled a handful of our campers a few summers ago, at everybody, young kids to teenagers, and we said, you know, this camp is about what you want. We're creating this place, co-creating this place with you. What do you think? Should we have cell phones at camp? And resounding, the answer came back no.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah, we want an opportunity to connect with each other. We want to take a break from that. We want to go to camp to reinvent who we are, test out like the things that's what childhood's about, especially towards that like middle school to upper middle school age. Like, who are you in the world? Who are you in relationships to others? And phones, while they're great tools for our society, sometimes can get in the way of that development.
I want to ask you, this is a podcast about hope and perseverance. I didn't prepare you for this, but I want you to be thinking about this. I want you to think about something that you've persevered through and how you might relate that to others who are also facing similar challenges. But while you're thinking about that, I want to mention that for everyone listening in New York's Capital Region, if you know of a child aged 7 to 12 who's lost a parent or sibling to cancer or other illness, or who may be experiencing another form of loss or grief, We encourage them to apply for a scholarship by going to kellysangelsinc.org. You can complete a very brief application there and have the child tell us in 250 words or fewer why they want to go to Camp Stomping Ground this summer. We'll accept applications through the end of February, so after you finish listening to this episode, go to kellysangelsinc.org and click on applications. Now, Laura, I want to ask you, what have you persevered through? Personally, what have you persevered through, and what is your message to others who might be facing similar challenges?
Yeah, in creating camp from scratch, we were always trying to figure out how to kind of bootstrap this thing and make it possible. We had an awesome opportunity in 2020 to buy a property, and then the pandemic hit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was really challenging. I know everybody has a story that's related to the pandemic where you kind of hit rock bottom in some way. But we knew going into that, we had signed the documents.
So you're leveraging everything you had.
Oh my gosh, right? We were leveraging everything we had and trying to figure out how to make it all work. And this was such a dream of ours to be able to, we'd been operating out of a rental site and kind of packing everything up and putting it in a U-Haul at the end of every summer, and now have this opportunity to move in, to have a forever home, to like really invest in the legacy and like build this thing. And the pandemic hits and we're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this all work?
What did you do?
Well, we couldn't operate that summer. The state said no summer camps, no gathering, no massive groups of kids on site and doing all that stuff. So we gathered some of our best friends at the time, former staff members, volunteers, and we said, let's make a tiny little COVID bubble. This place doesn't have water yet. Some of the buildings don't have electricity. We don't know what the rest of the world is going to look like, but together we're going to band a little crew, and we're going to start to renovate this place. And so over the course of that summer, without making any money and spending very little money, we started to paint all the buildings, put the water back on, build some cabins, and it was the silver lining was
we made the best of a terrible situation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so given that, what's your message?
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lean on the people around you. There is so much more love for each and every one of us if we just kind of open up our own heart and ask for help, but then also be willing to accept it.
That's an excellent message. And we want to thank you for offering the scholarship to some Kelly's Angels children. We appreciate that. How can other families who might not qualify for the scholarship, how can they get in touch with Camp Stomping Ground?
Yeah, great question. So it's a little bit more complicated, but it's an important message I really want to share. Right now, for most of our sessions this coming summer, we are full with a wait list. However,
it's a happiness problem.
It's a happiness problem. It's a tough problem because it's one of the hardest things, I think, to talk to a family who is so excited to have just found this opportunity and to get greeted with a wait list. So we are hustling really hard over the next several months and have been since the fall to figure out how to build a little bit more capacity to get those kids off the wait list. And we're this close to making it happen. We're talking with some construction companies and working with the town and the health department. We think we've got our ducks in a row to increase by 40 kids per session or 160 kids per summer.
So you need more overnight space? What exactly?
Yeah, so we're going to be building 4 more cabins, which would increase the overnight capacity
sleepover
for camp,
space,
the sleepover space. And then we need to build another bathhouse in order to accommodate that number of kids. We're already kind of squished with the bathhouse that we have right now. And so, right now we're in a campaign to raise $500,000 to make that happen.
And you hope to make that done by this summer?
That's the hope.
Wow.
That's the hope. Yeah. It's a little bit of a leap before you look situation, but that's how things work.
I was going to say, that's how Camp Stomping Ground started,
and that's
right?
That's certainly how it's all been happening so far, yeah.
Anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This has been wonderful.
This has been wonderful. And thank you for helping Kelly's Angels as well. And thank you for everyone who is listening. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast and listen to future episodes. If you like our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. I'm Mark Mulholland. Until next time, stay on the upbeat.
If you enjoy the upbeat, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have topics you'd like us to cover on the upbeat, please send your ideas to theupbeatpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of the volunteer board of Kelly's Angels and the families we help who are facing life-threatening conditions, thank you for listening to The Upbeat.
Nice job, McKenna Rose.
Thanks, Dad. You too.